This is 1580 The Bet, presented by BetMGM. Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
This segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. We'll be joined on the show by our friend Jason Stark in a few moments to talk some Major League Baseball on You Better You Bet. Apparently, Bill looked up during the segment, Madison Beer has a song called Selfish that has 55 million views on YouTube. I guess this happens to all of us. Like, time comes for all of us. At age 43, I'm a dad, which doesn't help. I do think I'm very washed. I never heard of her prior to her dating Justin Herbert. And apparently, like, everyone knows who she is. Like, I'm the only person that doesn't know who she is. Congratulations to Justin Herbert on his engagement to Madison Beer. We'll give you all our thoughts on tonight's slate in both the NFL and Major League Baseball to close the show in a little bit. But joining us right now, as promised, and we are thrilled to welcome him to the show. I've been a fan of his for a super long time. Always love when he makes time for us on You Better You Bet. Very generous with that time. The great Jason Stark, who does awesome work for our friends at The Athletic. You can find him on X at Jason ST. Jason, welcome back to the show. Nick Costos, how's it going on this Thursday?
Nick, I'm good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing awesome, and even better now that you're here on the show. How is the summer treating you, especially now that we're past the trade deadline? I'm hoping that you and your ilk, great baseball reporters, able to get some shut eye with the trade deadline now in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, the day after the trade deadline is like a holiday in my house. It's a really insane period. It's insane because it feels like the trade deadline, the chatter, the buzz, the checking out the stuff, like it begins in May now. And those 2-3 days leading up to the deadline, they're just crazy. It's good crazy. You know, there's so much interest in our sport, and it's fun in a way, but it's just so relentless.
It is relentless now over, though, and now we know what these teams are going to look like by and large heading into the postseason, which is awesome and a great time in Major League Baseball. Now, Jason, the team I'd like to start with here in my first question, we actually don't really know what this team is going to look like and if they'll be fully formed as we head into October. And that is my favorite team, the New York Yankees. As we follow this Aaron Judge saga, will he play, will he won't play? And I've detailed the timeline, even just in the last 72 hours on this has been wild, right? With Brian Cashman on Monday saying he's optimistic, but stop short of guaranteeing it. Yankee fans across the country, including in the media, start melting down. I kind of always felt like he's coming back. Judge tells the media yesterday he expects to be back. We don't know if he'll be 100%. You are as plugged in as it gets, and I'm not asking you for a guarantee here. This can be a pencil, not pen answer. Just, you know, with the people you talk to, what you have seen and heard, what is your expectation for what will happen with Aaron Judge this season with the Yankees?
Well, let me just say I forgot to go to medical school again this week. So from the medical standpoint, it's really hard to say. Look, he seems determined to come back. The Yankees know they need him back. But if we're sure of that, then we know something that nobody else knows. I can tell you that other teams have asked me, do I think he's coming back? They don't know. They'd love to know. A broken rib for the premier slugger in the sport is about as serious a concern as you could have for a guy who does what Aaron Judge does, who's as big as he is, who hits the ball as hard as he does. And Nick, let me ask you, do you think we've learned over the last 2 months that Aaron Judge is possibly the most important offensive player in the sport? Look at his team. This is one of the worst offenses in baseball since he went down. And it's just hard not to notice that if the season had started June 1st, which I think was the night he got hurt, right, the Yankees would be 9.5 games back of the Red Sox. That is wild.
You're 100% right, and I'll just say this. It's neither here nor there. I can't deal with Trent Grisham leading off anymore. That's more of like an in the weeds thing, just saying, like, I want like throw something into the wall whenever I see him batting leadoff, which is every night for the New York Yankees. So I just want to play this out, Jason, and give you a scenario here, right? Let's assume that Judge comes, because I have a strong opinion on this. Let's assume that Judge comes back and he's somewhere in between. And I know it's like tough to parse these things, right? Maybe he's not full 100% Aaron Judge, but he's like a facsimile of it, right? 75, 80%. I'm of the belief that if that happens, and I am a Yankee fan, but like the audience knows I'm not a homer. Like, I will be honest and call it like I see it. I do think they're the best team in the American League. Even if he's 75% of what we normally get with Judge, and the assumption is that Stanton and Bellinger may be back as well, you know, Fried, Cole, Schlittler, Bednar at the back ends of the bullpen. Do you see it that way, Jason, that if Judge comes back, the Yankees, the best team in the American League, and why?
Yeah, I think they definitely have the biggest upside of any team in the American League. I just wrote a column on the Athletic site that posted yesterday, what we learned from the trade deadline. And one of the questions I asked is, who's the best team in the American League? And that's a hard question to answer, isn't it? I don't know if there is an answer. I mean, a couple of people I asked just laughed out loud, didn't know how to answer. But the consensus was the Yankees, if healthy. And you just hit on it. I don't know what team in the league can match what their rotation could look like in October. If, you know, Cole's definitely trending in the right direction. It looks like Fried's going to be okay. Cam Schlittler is amazing. That's an incredible 1-2-3. And, you know, the closer's been really good lately. And the upside of a healthy Yankees lineup, I think, is more dangerous than anyone else's lineup in the league. But there are just so many questions and asterisks and X factors. You're just dreaming on what they could be. You're certainly not basing that on what they look like right now.
So let's say now, right? So, you know, Judge comes back. I think, you know, Yankees probably on paper, at least. Doesn't mean they would get there, but the best team in the American League. It gives me no pleasure to say this, but again, like, I need to be honest with you, Jason, be honest with the audience. I am a Yankee fan. I don't like the Red Sox, but they've won 7 in a row now. We thought maybe like the All-Star break would be an impediment to that hot streak. They come out of the break. They've won 9 of 10. They're unbelievable. Garrett Crochet is basically like doing the Bryce Harper routine in the AL. I'll come back and pitch out of the bullpen if you need me. Like, they've been unbelievable. Jason, what about the Boston Red Sox potential to win the American League and get to the Fall Classic?
You know, Nick, I've been thinking about it a lot. We've almost never seen anything like this. 14 under 500 a little over a month ago, and now they're 28-3. They're 30-5. The last American League team that went from 10 under 500 to 10 over this fast, I'm sure you remember this, was the St. Louis Browns in 1916.
Who can forget?
That is a crazy thing to try to digest. Like, how real is this? Is this what they are? I mean, their pitching is really good. And we're talking about teams that could match the Yankees' pitching in October. The Red Sox could. But is this offense who they are? Is it what they are? June 24th, that was the last time they were 14 under. They were last in the major leagues in runs scored. Since then, they're second in the American League. They're fourth in baseball in runs scored. The on-base is incredible. The slug is incredible. They basically have 6 hitters in their lineup slugging 500 or close to 500 since then. I keep thinking, this isn't real. This isn't quite what they are. They aren't this good, and all they do is win 9 series in a row. So, is it possible they've now passed the Yankees? They've now passed the Rays? They're now the best team in the AL East? If they are, it means they're the best team in the league.
And I feel like if Judge comes back, he's not going to be back for a while, right? I think the Rays will probably win the AL East. Like, this is going to be a wild card matchup for the second straight year, and I think you could say the winner of that matchup goes to the World Series.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, there's some teams out there that could potentially be way better than how they've played. I think the Mariners have a much better roster than how they've played. I feel like the Guardians had a sneaky good trading deadline, and they play in the AL Central. The Tigers, since June 1st, have a plus 100 run differential. That is wild. Look, they just traded Skubal. They just traded Casey Mize. I really don't like a team in their position doing what they did. But, you know, there's a team or two that could come out of the AL Central that could be a threat to win in October. And it's just because the American League, I don't ever remember being this mediocre. There are just so many teams that they're going to play in October, but they're not that good.
Just to the point you just made, Jason, the Detroit Tigers right now have the third best run differential in the American League. Like, think plus 69, nice, only behind the Yankees and the Red Sox, 4 games under .500, but only 1.5 games out the Tigers are of the third and final wild card spot in the American League. You Better You Bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos and you on Westwood One Sports. Our guest, the great Jason Stark, who does unbelievable work for The Athletic, on Twitter, on X, whatever they're calling it these days, at JasonST. My friend, let's move to the National League, where some people believe the sky is falling for the LA Dodgers, who have lost 6 straight games. I'd say, hey, just a 162-game season. Any cause for concern this recent losing streak for the Dodgers, who obviously added Tarik Skubal last week at the deadline?
Well, the timing of it could not be more amusing, right? Like, the fact that
right, yes,
they made that Skubal trade, and people decided they were unbeatable. And, oh, by the way, they haven't won a game in a week. You know, so let's think about this. There's so many different tentacles to the Skubal deal and what the Dodgers are right now. Here's an irony that a front office guy from another team pointed out to me. It was in that What We Learned at the Deadline column. Tarik Skubal's team made the playoffs last year. They played a 5-game series. He pitched twice. Did they win that series? They did not. They lost that series. They lost game 5. He started it. So they are not unbeatable in October. Even if the odds makers are right and they have a 30% chance to win the World Series, that means they have a 70% chance not to. I do think, though, that part of this deal that people haven't focused on, but they have, is that by trading for Skubal, you know what that really means? They don't have to face Skubal in October. The Brewers wanted him. The Cubs wanted him. The Braves wanted him. The Phillies made a run at him. Just think about how much he would have changed their rotations, which the Dodgers would have had to face in October. Just think about them facing Skubal and Miz and Kyle Harrison in Milwaukee. Think about them facing Skubal and Sale in Atlanta. Think about them facing Skubal and Wheeler and Sanchez in Philly. And now look at their lineup as we speak. 15th in baseball in runs scored since the break. The Cubs have scored 30 runs more than the Dodgers since the break, which is not that long ago. I do think that their rotation has a chance to be amazing in October, but I don't feel like their lineup is what it's been.
If not, Jason, if not the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League, who do you think would represent the NL in the World Series, and why?
Yeah, well, given we've got this gigantic labor thundercloud hovering over our sport, shouldn't we all be rooting for the Brewers to win the World Series and just wreck the narrative? I mean, since the Skubal trade, again, I don't think it means the Dodgers are ruining baseball. I don't think it makes them unbeatable, but it really feeds into the narrative that they're ruining baseball. And if they win the World Series and they three-peat, that would feed into that narrative. So the Brewers winning would be so much fun. I did ask this question for that column. Ask people from other teams, who's the biggest threat to the Dodgers? And, you know, it's crazy, but the team that got the most votes was the Phillies, who are staggering trying to get in. And, you know, I think that's because if you look at their record when their three best starters pitch, Sanchez, Wheeler, Jesus Luzardo, it's the best record of any team in the sport when those three guys pitch. The Luis Arraez deal, I think, changes the way we look at their lineup. That was a really good trade. They gave up so much less than what other teams were giving up for Reynolds. I think he's the best hitter who got traded. I think it's a huge risk to blow up half the positions on the field to make him fit. But that's a team now that has seven everyday players who have started an all-star game and one of the best rotations in the sport and one of the best closers in the sport. That's a flawed roster, but the Phillies' best-case scenario makes them really dangerous.
I agree completely with that. The Phillies have been, ever since they made the move at manager to promote, Don Mattingly takes over from Rob Thompson, it just felt like, and look, you know, I think I've said this to you, Jason, as a Yankees fan, Aaron Boone's a nice guy. It just kind of feels like they're not going to win with the way this is currently structured. I kind of felt that way about the Phillies also. They made the move. The Red Sox made the move. I kind of wish the Yankees would. Obviously, I kind of feel like they're Supreme Court justices, Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman. Jason,
let me just say this one thing. I use this line all the time. You know, people look at these teams and they remember the recent history. We know how long it's been since the Yankees have won the World Series. We know about the last four Octobers for the Phillies. We don't need to review all those things, but people look at that stuff and they think, we've seen this movie. We know how it's going to end, but baseball doesn't work that way. We never know how the movie is going to end. It's why October is great.
I hope you're right. I fear that you're wrong, just as a Yankee, but I really hope that you're right. Man, I love having you on the show. You're so great. Everyone, check out his work at The Athletic. People have for a really long time, obviously, at Jason ST on social media. Thank you very much, my friend. Stay well. I hope to catch up with you again before the end of the season.
Nick, it's my pleasure. Always enjoy it.
Jason Stark here with us on You Better, You Bet. What a great guy. Longtime great reporter. Analyst, he's the best when it comes to Major League Baseball. Great job by our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, booking Jason Stark on the show today. And Bill is here with the trivia question of the day. Bill, what do we got?
All right, Nick. Well, in the first hour, you talked about Stefon Diggs signing with the Washington Commanders. And with Terry McLaurin, they now have a duo that is capable of going over 1,000 yards receiving each. That has happened a few times in Commanders history. But, Nick, I want you to name the most recent time the Washington Commanders had two 1,000-yard receivers in the same season.
And this is obviously they were Redskins at the time, not Commanders.
Correct.
We will attempt to answer this question on the other side and wrap the show up with our bets right after this.
The Falcons just locked up running back Bijan Robinson. And now the question shifts north. How long before the Lions reward superstar Jahmyr Gibbs with a deal of his own? Westwood One Sports.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Right now, O'Reilly Auto Parts gets you back to savings. Fuel system additives can improve your vehicle's fuel economy and performance. Pick up select Royal Purple fuel system additives, buy one, get one free. Plus, receive 4x O-Rewards points added to your tank at your next fill-up. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're planning your next job. Options matter. Now in stock at Lowe's. Get the roofing brands you trust, including GAF, Owens Corning, and CertainTeed, with more colors to choose from. Shingles and accessories are in stock and ready to go. And when you're on the clock, we help keep you on schedule. Order by 4 p.m. and get next day job site delivery on select items as early as 6:30 a.m. At Lowe's, we have your back on the job. Delivery Monday through Saturday in select zip codes, subject to availability.
Baseball is back.